We're at 5 minutes past the hour here on KDOM, and on the phone we have Leo Bartosz. He is joining us for Leo. This is going to be your 65th year giving us your yearly weather reports.
That's a long time, ain't it?
Yes, it is. You started this back in 1957. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I tell you, how that come about was in 1956. We had a drought here that really took a lot of crop that time. Well, then anyway, that one neighbor of ours, he had all of this here history about watching the onions for the moisture. And his dad was a three-time grandpa to him. And his dad got it from an Indian chief in Sioux City, Iowa. And so he had it all down in his head about what to do, and I followed up with it, and this is what I've got then. But it's so accurate that I can't believe it, how it really is.
All right. So what's the weather going to be looking like in this next year?
Okay. Now, I always start my book out with going 1 through 12 because I will use half onions for one half for a month. So I always buy six onions, and that'll make 12 so that you can have your chart complete. And so I got my book marked 1 to 12 for year 22. And it's a lot easier this year than last year. Last year we had so many different things going on with the weather, that I did the best shot I could, and I still think I did a pretty good job on it. And so anyway, when the onions now, you gotta have them below the ground when you put them with the salt on. And I'll just write what I got written down here. On New Year's Eve, you cut six onions in half, stem to stern. You make a well in each half by hollowing them out in the pit in the middle. Whatever you do, don't ever make a hole in your onion because it won't work. Because I did that, it happened to me one time, so I just happened to make another onion to take its place. And sure enough, the one that got made the hole in, there was nothing in it, so it doesn't lie there. And each halves represent the month of the year. Put them below ground level in a row and sprinkle 1 teaspoon. I use a measuring spoon all the time for each onion. And then you sprinkle that on top of it, all on the edge, and then just dump the rest of it in the middle. God takes care of the rest. The next morning you read them from left to right, January through December. The water will vary with amounts of moisture in each one, indicating how much moisture each month will produce. Records record results. Write everything down because you ain't going to remember it all. But so I'm going to start going now. So we're going to go right now to January 1. Okay, we got... now, I measure with a teaspoon, soup spoon, and a serving spoon. And you can use that, and it works out really good with it that way. That way, everybody has the same thing to measure with. Okay. The soup spoon was 3/4 full for January. Okay, we'll give you time to get to February 1. We had 1 teaspoon, 1/2 full for February. For March, a teaspoon, one half full. April, one teaspoon, one fourth full. May, a soup spoon, full. Now, this could make a difference again for putting our crops in, because the two biggest months that we had a lot of moisture in was May and November. And we'll get to them in a little while here. And so I always just put an SP, which means soup spoon. And that's for May, one full one. June, one teaspoon, one half full. July, one teaspoon, one half full. August, a soup spoon, one half full. August, now that was August. This is September. Soup spoon was full. And October, a teaspoon, very, very little. It just more or less made the granules of salt moist, is all it did. So then November come along, and we have another one of them soup spoons was all of plumb full. So we're going to have quite a bit of moisture in November, too. I hope it isn't all in the form of snow. That's what I would hope for. And then December, it just went at the salt again. So maybe next winter we're going to end up with another good winter without a lot of snow. So that's how I go and put them all together. And if you need any help, my number is 822-5566. So if you want to call me, why, you could just call me on my cell phone. And so then when the weather now, this one here tells the month. Now, on the first 4 days of spring, don't use any of that scientific stuff, because you got to use a month, a full March 21. That's the first full day of spring. So you got to use them always first, because you can take March 21, June 21, September 21, and December 21. Them are all the first days of the season changing. And so that's the way that works. And so the first 4 days of spring, you want to be sure and watch that around the clock, too, like I do with the onions. I don't sit up that much. I get a lot of my stuff off from KDOM when they say it, fill in the holes that I didn't fill in before. So I want to thank KDOM for let me do this here. But on the first 4 days of spring, be sure and write down the time, stop, because you're going to be taking 90 days divided. You'll have the 90 days of a month. And so you'll be taking 90 days and dividing that into 24 hours. And you can take the time of day a lot of times, and what time you can divide your time into that month or 3 months, that you can tell almost what time of the month you're going to get your moisture even. So that works out really good. And if there's any questions, why, you just stay tuned for KDOM, and they'll have it once in a while. And Drake did a heck of a good job of doing that for me. And he's like I am. You finally have to draw the line. I am going to say that this is going to be my last forecast. So whatever goes on from now on, whatever you put out for yourself, that's going to be your forecast. Because my wife died in 2020 in August, and she helped me a whole lot of things. Because I got to carry my, these things that come in a crate of apples that the apples are divided with, and I put two of them to put the onions in so I can make them good and level, and look at everything that way then. And so I tell you what, I just hope everybody has good luck and keep this thing going, because it's that accurate. And so I hope everybody a very happy new year, and I hope everything works out okay. Now, when you put these onions in the basement, now, they're supposed to be below ground level, and don't put them anywhere close to the furnace, because that'll make too much water evaporate. And so I always make sure I got mine. We have just a regular old cellar hole here, so that really makes a big difference there. So you just got to keep experimenting until you think you got it right. So I'm going to just say so long, everybody, and thanks for listening in. And I got myself a new nickname here now. I can't believe it when everybody sees me. There goes the Onion Man. So that's what I'm called now, the Onion Man. So I answer to anything. So you all have a happy day now. So long.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Leo. And we've looked forward to these forecasts every year. And we will miss having them next year, but hopefully somebody will continue it up for next year.
I do, too. You bet.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Leo.
You betcha.
Yep. Happy New Year.
I want to thank KDOM for every year that they let me have free time to talk about this weather on the telephone. So I want to thank KDOM for giving me their time to put this all on the air. So my biggest booster is KDOM. So you want something done, use KDOM.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leo. You have a happy New Year and have a great day today.